Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through the industry insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Greg DeVore. He is the CEO of ScreenSteps, a software platform for transferring knowledge faster. He's also the author of the book, Find and Follow, Reduce Supervisor Burnout and Improve Employee Performance by Transferring Knowledge Faster. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Great to meet you, AJ.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to India in this online form. And I'm sure not just in India, but a lot of people will benefit. A lot of organizations will benefit from what we'll be talking about. We'll be talking about transferring knowledge to your employees faster. So I want to understand from you, Greg, my first question is, how do you do this knowledge transfer faster? I saw in Matrix, they used to put something and they could transfer all the things directly into their into the subject's brain. Can you do like that? How is it? How does it work? Help us understand this part.
We're not there yet. We're not there yet, quite at the Matrix. But the way that we transfer knowledge faster to employees is by accepting the fact that they can't memorize all the things that we want them to memorize. You know, when we just think, oh, we need to teach them all this information, it's like taking them to this massive buffet and requiring that they eat everything. You know, it's just going to get vomited up later on. It's going to be a big mess. So what we have to do is be very strategic about what we're going to make them memorize, what we're going to help them reference, and then how we're going to prepare them to use that reference material successfully in their job, so they're not having to keep it all in their head.
Right, right. And what is the process that you adopt? Because in a layman's term, suppose if it's a small organization and they have few employees, how do they do that? Because it will all depend on two things. One is the employee's willingness as well as ability to grasp things faster. And how do you know, or how do you tell them what is good for them to grasp? A lot of times we talk about not just learning, but also unlearning. How does all these things actually work on the ground? What does your company do? What do you do in this whole scheme of things? So that if you can break it down for a simple person or simple companies, one or two person company to understand.
Yeah. So in the book, Find and Follow, we lay out this framework called Find and Follow. And it's a framework for transferring knowledge. The first part of that framework, we have four systems in there. And the first system is called Prepare. And this is crucial because what most organizations, the mistake they make is when they're trying to transfer knowledge to someone, they just start writing down or talking about all the things that person needs to know. And what we do in the Prepare system is we start with the end in mind. If you know Stephen Covey, you know, the seven habits, it's start with the end in mind. What does the person need to be able to do? Not what they need to know, what do they need to be able to do? We do an analysis of what are the tasks they need to perform, the questions they have to answer, the problems they have to solve, the decisions they have to make. With all of those tasks listed, we now know that they need digital guides for all those tasks. Unless they're going to memorize it, which we don't want them to memorize, we need digital guides for that. To understand how to follow those digital guides, they're going to need what we call foundational knowledge. And foundational knowledge would be like the background. So say I'm coming into a medical practice, like I need to know how insurance works and I need to know what type of patients we see and all those sort of things, the tools that we use. That is all the stuff I'm going to be taught. But how to process a bill, how to reschedule an appointment, that is all going to be contained in digital guides that are very almost like recipes. Just do this, do that, do that. So then we teach the foundational knowledge and we help the employee practice using the digital guides. And now we've reduced a huge load of the amount of information they need to memorize, but we've also given them the context they need to succeed in that environment.
Right, right, Greg. So you talk about tribal knowledge here also. Mm-hmm. What is this tribal knowledge and how does it relate to this type of knowledge transfer? I want to understand, is it beyond the meaning that actually reflects from the word itself?
Yeah, so tribal knowledge is really any knowledge that is stuck in someone's head in your organization. And you can see symptoms of this. So it's very typical when somebody is hired, when they come in, they're going to learn by observing other people. And if that's the primary way they learn, then you're running on tribal knowledge. And this really becomes a problem when you are in a remote environment, because people can't sit next to each other and just watch over somebody's shoulder anymore. You know, it's not an efficient way to do that. So what happens is when you take that type of, if everything's stuck in somebody's head, it's going to take a really long time for a new hire to become independent. It's very difficult for change to ripple through your organization. And that supervisor who's got all the knowledge in their head, they become overwhelmed because nobody can, they can't just give something to somebody to do and have them do it on their own. People are constantly coming back with questions. They're constantly having to fix mistakes. So if you look in your business, you say, hey, I'm answering employee questions all the time, or they're asking their coworker for help all the time, then that, those are symptoms that you're running your business on tribal knowledge.
Okay. Okay. In terms of, you know, employees, when they are onboarded, what is the best time for them to, you know, to inject all this knowledge into their heads? Is it during the time of onboarding? Is it you allow them to settle in, or is it later on? What is the best time? How do you do it?
Really, it's right at the beginning, because a new employee wants to be productive. They want to feel confident. They want to feel like they're contributing. So think of the experience of a new hire when they come in and they don't feel like they can do anything on their own for, and we'll talk with organizations that it's 6, 12, 18 months that they're in this state where they feel somewhat helpless. And the fact is, nobody wants to feel stupid. They want to feel like they're competent and they're contributing. So when we help people build these onboarding programs, they start right away and they'll start being productive within 2 to 3 days of some things. And by 30 days, they're able to work completely independent and hit all the performance targets that they have in their organization, because we've decreased the burden, the cognitive load that that employee is going to have in learning how to work independently. So share you just like a story like that. We had a group that came to us. It took over 12 months for a new hire to start working independently. So they went through this find and follow process. And now after 30 days, these new hires are able to do everything that it took 12 months to do beforehand. So by reducing that 12 months down to less than 30 days, the team said it was just a total transformation of their team. The confidence people had, the stress levels dropped, people were able to be much more productive and able to contribute more.
Right. So how do you, what is the framework? You talk about find and follow framework. You talk some of it, but I want to, you know, understand it better. How do you store that knowledge? Do you bring knowledge from outside, or is it about tribal knowledge from within? So how does that happen? Do the internal, you know, system, you download all that knowledge that the seniors in the company or the founders or the CEO has over a period of time? How do you put all that, you know, together and cull out all the important things? That's a long process. And also, how much do you bring from outside? And then all together, you put it all into the minds of the employees so that they can, you know, understand it better. And I want to understand, this is very interesting. And what is the format? Is it about, you know, some modules? Is it about some other sort of a thing? Do they listen to all these things on a very fast 2x, 3x speed? Or is it they have to read? As I said, it's quite intriguing, and I want to understand this.
Yeah, so think about it. Instead of getting, if we have a map, instead of getting our employees to memorize the map, we're going to teach them to use a GPS. And now if anything changes, they can instantly adjust. They're going to be able to accomplish the things they're doing. Where most organizations that are running on tribal knowledge, what we're really asking them to do is memorize a map. So what we have to do is we have to build the GPS. So we have a platform, Screen Steps, that does this. You can use other platforms that do this, but they're digital guides. And we find that you need three types. So you need reference information. So that's just an answer to a question like, you know, what's our policy on this or whatever it is. If it is a process that is somewhat lengthy, then you need what we call an interactive checklist. And the advantage of a checklist, checklists have been proven, if you ever read the book Checklist Manifesto, they've been proven to increase productivity. The challenge is when we create checklists, we either create them for the very experienced worker or we create it for the person who's brand new. To the brand new person, we add tons of detail because they need all of it. And then the experienced person, we don't put in much detail. And what we need are checklists that meet both needs. Because if your checklists have too much detail, once employees are experienced, they'll stop using it. It's too much, you know, to sort through. But if it doesn't have that additional detail for the new hire, then they feel lost. So we build these checklists that allow them to expand out the level of detail they need based on their experience. The third type of situation is, if I were to ask you, like, how do I upload this podcast? And you said, well, it depends. Well, then we need a decision tree. So a decision tree is not going to say, have a bunch of if-then statements in this big, long text document. It's going to say, hey, are you uploading this to YouTube or Apple? Okay, well, if it's Apple, then do this. And so it's going to be very directive in what it's doing and guide them. And what it does is it reproduces the thinking process of your most experienced people and helps a less experienced person follow that same thought process there. So if we have those three tools, if we have reference, we have checklists, we have decision trees, that's our GPS now for the employee. And they don't have to memorize the map. There's certain things they need to know. They need to know how to use the GPS tool. They need to know the environment they're going to be in. And that's what we call foundational knowledge. That is what we'll teach them in a course or in a discussion. But that's very little compared to all the quote unquote GPS data that they will need to have later on that they can reference.
Right, right. To sum it in a way, is that if we look at the benefit part, What can an organization, or what do you tell an organization to adopt to this particular model? What are the benefits that they can get? This way, I guess, many more organizations understand it in terms of benefit and money.
So at the very high level, those people who have all the knowledge, their stress levels are going to drop. They're going to not spend all their time answering questions. And now once they aren't just answering questions all the time, they can invest in the business. And these are your most knowledgeable people, right? The most experienced. So we helped one organization, once they were able to do this, this allowed them to then start optimizing procedures. And they're able to save over $2 million in shipments that were being returned that shouldn't have been, just because they were able to optimize those procedures and the supervisors had the bandwidth to work on that. So it's going to decrease stress. It's going to save a lot of money. We have seen across multiple clients that employee productivity will more than double. So task time drops dramatically because they're not sitting there, they're not fixing mistakes anymore, they're not asking for help and waiting for an answer. So your staff will be much more productive. When you hire someone, when organizations hire someone, it actually brings down the productivity of the organization because we have to get them up to speed. Now you're not going to have that happen anymore. You have a repeatable onboarding process that gets somebody up and independent very quickly. So they're able to contribute, which allows the organization to scale much more efficiently and to onboard and train people at a much lower cost. And then finally, the most important thing when, you know, in this day and age, you're going to see that new hire attrition drop. Because when it takes 6-18 months, you know, in there to become independent, you see a lot of people that leave the job. They don't feel confident. They don't feel like contributing. When they can become productive very quickly, they gain confidence and your new hire attrition decreases quite a bit.
Right, right. You also talk of challenges that can, you know, while adopting this framework, one can face. What are these challenges that one can face while adopting this particular framework?
Well, really, it's such a different way of working. And we have innate in us, we're resistant to thinking that we need something to help us versus being able to memorize it. So in that book, The Checklist Manifesto, it talked about the massive improvements they saw in emergency rooms when doctors would use checklists. And yet, despite the evidence, they were still resistant to do that. It felt like, oh, this is beneath me to use a checklist. So there's a culture change that you have to help your team get bought into. We're going to take responsibility for doing things right. And the best way to do that is to use these resources. The other thing is just breaking the habit of the supervisors. So when somebody comes to a supervisor with a question, they want to be helpful, they answer it. And we call that being a knowledge spender. It's like every time you come and talk to me, I'm spending my time answering that question. We want to change them into a knowledge investor so that when somebody comes with a question, I'm not just going to answer it. I'm going to create that digital guide and I'm going to send it to them so that the next time that question comes, it's already answered. And so I've invested in a resource that will produce results over and over again instead of just spending, you know, knowledge by answering one-off questions.
Right, right, Greg. Who is this particular thing for? Are there organizations who are more, for whom this is much more suited? And for some organizations, it is not suited at all. What about the book? Who have you kept in mind there?
Yeah, we really think of organizations that are dealing with high complexity and high change. So you think any sort of regulated industry or businesses that are you know, deal with a lot of complexity, but then they're changing. They may be changing technology tools. They may be changing procedures. They may be changing people or locations. When those two things kind of meet together, that's an ideal situation for the framework we're putting out there. Where our framework isn't going to work as well, you know, say you have a very young business where they really don't have any procedures yet. They're kind of just figuring things out on the fly. And it's probably too early to apply our framework because you need things to at least settle down a little bit. So you've got some sort of process that you're trying to transfer to other people. So think of contact centers, back office employees, customer-facing employees, help desk, those sort of roles this works very well in.
Right. Tell us a bit about your company, Screen Steps. It's a nice name. Is it because you were in the film industry before, so you wanted to remember that to the company?
I've actually never thought of that. Yeah, no, it wasn't. It didn't have a correlation, but that's a pretty good one. So yeah, I graduated from Berklee College of Music with a degree in film scoring. And then I worked in Los Angeles for a while in that industry. And primarily what I was doing is I worked in a lot of studios, teaching them to how to use this new software to them that was coming in. It's now Logic Audio. Apple bought it. And I was helping studios get set up on that. Lots of life events happened and I had to kind of leave the music industry because of some family health issues and health insurance. But we got some opportunities to build e-learning. And we developed a system that took the authoring of e-learning down from 6 months down to like a week. And we decided to productize that. And as it very started out, it was Screen Steps. And Screen Steps was just this tool that would help you create very quickly a step-by-step guide. And that has evolved over the last, 12 years to this, what we call a knowledge operations platform. So it's something that helps you plan what you're going to capture, operationalize that knowledge so people can use it without relying on tribal knowledge.
Right.
So think of it like a knowledge base, but on steroids type thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without the actual steroids, you get all the benefits without any side effects.
Yeah, without the side effects.
Absolutely. So a lot of people who would want to understand this better, engage with you, learn from you, and also engage with you professionally, what is the best way for them to do so?
Well, so you can go to findandfollowbook.com, and the book really lays out, it helps you understand, identify the problem, and really will help leadership teams as they read through that. They're going to say, these are the ways that tribal knowledge is affecting our organization. And then it lays out a plan for that. If they want to engage with us, if they go to screensteps.com, they can reach out to me or reach out to me at greg@screensteps.com. They can see the platform and, we're a software platform plus an implementation partner. So we very hands-on in helping you apply these practices, really change the culture of your organization and how you're using knowledge there.
Great. Great. With this, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Oh, thank you, KJ. Or AJ, it was great to talk with you.